looked after me.
Oh, well.
Troubles come and my heart burdened be, then I am still, wait here in the silence until you come and sit a while with me. You raise me up so span on mountains. You raise me up to walk on stormy seas. I am strong when I'm on your shoulders. You raise me up to more than I.
Phoenix 98 FM.
98
FM.
Oh, I enjoy doing that when I record. I love doing that song now. My wonderful guest, Penny and Martin here. Hello, guys.
Hello, that was beautiful, Keith.
Did you enjoy that one?
Yes, that makes sense.
I'd like to dedicate that to everybody, of course, you and everybody that was there before me and helped me out dearly. It kept me going.
Kept me going.
Right, now, also, you've got a Masonic Do coming up very shortly. Is that in aid of charity or is that just a Masonic Do?
I can't hear you.
You can't hear me?
No.
What about now? Can you hear me now?
Yeah, go on.
Go on.
Stop twiddling with the knobs.
I'm not twiddling with the knobs. These knobs are here to be twiddled with.
That's it. Have you twiddled? Can you hear me now?
Yes.
You can hear me now?
Yeah,
can you
go
hear
on.
Me now? Oh,
right.
That's good.
As I can hear you, my mother.
Talking about things, seeing pictures on your wall around your home, I mean, like you, the little guy, I forget his name now.
Charlie Drake.
Yeah. Now, you were good friends with Charlie, weren't you? Charlie Drake. Hello, Martin.
I think he's gone
Hello.
There.
Has he gone again? Martin, talking to the mic.
Yeah.
You were friends with Charlie Drake?
Yes, I was.
Can you hear all right now?
Yeah. Can you do it in sign language, please?
can you hear me?
I'm fine.
I tell you, we're so professional here. This will go down well.
No, we're talking about Charlie Drake.
Yes, Charlie Drake.
You
knew him for many years?
For many years.
Oh, brilliant, mate. Now, did you ever go to the Panto with him and Jim Davison?
Yeah, I used to go to a couple of Pantos, but Charlie... How can I put it? Look, we all love Charlie, but he was difficult.
Was he?
Yeah, and he used to come over to my house many, many years ago, and he'd come over for lunch and then go off into another room and stare at the wall. Bless him.
Bless him. What are the highlights? There's so many highlights in your life. What really sticks in your mind? One that really sticks in your mind, Martin?
Meeting Charlton Heston.
Really? Really? You met Charlton Heston?
Met Charlton Heston, yes.
Really? You spoke to him, stood next to him?
Yeah. He was a giant. Giant of a man. And this was at the...
Did he climb a mountain?
Golders Green Empire. They were putting radio plays on Channel 4. I'm going back a long, long way, of course. And I used to get invited to all of them, and there would be a party afterwards. And I went to, Charlton Heston was there, and there I was talking to the man.
Good God. Unbelievable.
Yeah. And it was fantastic, actually, because great stars from the States, from Hollywood, would be coming over to these incredible plays. They were produced by a guy, a friend of mine, many, many years ago, called David Kelsey. And David was a producer, director. We worked together on a couple of productions. But David used to produce these for radio.
Really?
And when I tell you that Ken Kershaw, Marlo O'Shea, Fenella Fielding, etc., Mandy Patinkin from Chicago Hope.
Yeah.
All these people used to come over to these plays. And so
was he frightening to talk to? Was it kind of like you're suddenly looking at him and this is the man, the Hollywood man himself, Charlton Heston?
I suppose.
Did he have a tablet in his hand? Was he going to put down anything like, you know,
no, but he was
climb a mountain?
He was holding the Ten Commandments at the time.
That's what I was just about to say. When he walked into the toilet, did the doors part?
it's rather strange. Old Penny will laugh at anything.
Poses in gold.
He walks towards the toilet, the door just pops. Yeah. Hello. I've got to take this interview serious. I know we're friends.
I'll leave the room if you like.
No. But like, you've actually, I can't believe it. I mean, my recognition of like things, people that I've actually met was when I was about 6 years of age, and Louis Armstrong. Because he came, because my father in 68 toured with his last European tour with Louis Armstrong. And to see a man, he's quite little, he wasn't a tall man, to me, I remember, like, you know, all these big red, black Mariahs and all these big princesses. You know, when the old princesses turn up and things like that. I remember these guys getting out and the wonderful Louis Armstrong and bits and pieces. And, yeah, I suppose that's always sticks in my mind as well. That always will stick in my mind. And also, another one. Sammy Davis Jr. went going out to the London Palladium with my father and my mother at the time, and bits and pieces.
Yep.
And being my dad, of course, my father is, we went behind and everything and met Sammy Davis Jr.
Yep.
And I've got a thing about small guys. But he was absolutely such a gentleman, lovely man. Lovely, lovely man. I mean, I remember him grabbing old my, nice things that stick in your head, grabbing old my father's hands with his two hands.
Mm.
You know, when my dad would put his hand out to shake his hand, and he got hold of it and was shaking with both hands and all this bit, as if he's pleased to see my dad as well. So that was a marvellous thing. Things like that, memories.
Yeah, but you, like me, you've met so many of these.
Yeah.
And, I respect them, I admire them, for their wonderful talents, but I'm not in awe of anybody.
No.
Because they are just human beings, just like you and I.
Yeah, exactly. But the only person I remember, I mean, I'm friends with him as well. I mean, I met Paul Carrack, and do you know what? It's strange when you talk to each other. And I remember seeing Paul Carrack for the first time. And we were about to talk to each other, and everything I wanted to task him and talk to him about, when I spoke to him, it came out with, you're really good tonight. And it was really weird. And then the next minute, he was asking the missus to take a picture of us, and I've waited for so long to talk to this man, and the next minute we've had a picture taken, and I've missed my opportunity. And Tudor Clark, meeting her. I mean, even it was about 2015. I was doing the Claire Till show. I was with my manager, and I had to ask bits and pieces. I had to ask her, and I talked to her. But her beautiful blue eyes, sparkling blue eyes, you know? And she's just so beautiful, you know what I mean? Absolutely stunning. Things like that. They always stick in your mind. And so it's wonderful that we've got these memories of these wonderful people.
Well, one of my very special memories is Margaret Thatcher.
Really?
Yeah. Now, we met.
This is like a card game, that card game, yeah? Who's got the best ones and seen the most? Yeah,
I'll call you.
Yeah, I'll call you.
No, the greatest person I ever met was my wife.
Of course.
And if I don't say
which one?
That's what I said.
Thanks very much.
Which one are you talking about?
Number one, two, or three. Yeah, I know.
Honestly, it's like talking to Elizabeth Taylor.
It is, yeah.
Wonderful story about Margaret Thatcher. We've got a couple of minutes.
Yeah,
it was at a private meeting at Braxton Hall, the other side of Malden. And a dozen or so of us were invited, and Margaret was the guest of honour. And I asked if I could bring my father. At first it was no. And then I got a phone call. Yes, bring him along. So I brought Dad along. He said, what's happening? I said, tell you when we get there. Anyway, standing, told him, look down that driveway. Soon Margaret Thatcher will be here.
Really?
To him, she was the queen.
Very close to your dad, weren't you? Yeah. Very close. Yes, lovely, man.
Absolutely. Anyway, she arrives, comes in, comes over, and I introduced my father. And my father said, many years ago, you visited Westcliff-on-Sea. She said, yes, I did. He said, my late wife, unfortunately, I lost my wife. But we were driving along, and my wife said, stop the car. I stopped the car. She got out, ran over to your car, shouting, Maggie, we love you.
Really?
And Margaret Thatcher said, yes, I remember that.
Did she?
And then went on to describe my mother in perfect detail. Now, my mother had died a few years previous, so you can imagine how my father felt.
Yeah,
and he welled up with tears that Margaret Thatcher was remembering my mother.
Oh, mate, that's wonderful.
And he dined on that story for the rest of his life.
Yeah, but that's marvellous, those wonderful memories. Yeah. We'll come back to a few memories, we'll have a song, and we'll come back to more.
love you strong. If I could be with you, then baby I'd love you long. Want you to know, just before I go, I'm gonna tell you, honey, that I love you so. If I could be with you one little hour tonight, if I could tell you, baby, all those little things that I might. I'm telling you the truth, I'd be anything but blue if I could be with you one little hour, baby, if I could be with you.
FM, the best radio show in the world. Probably.
Oh, the wonderful Kenny Ball, and if I could be with you, if I could be with you. Now, we were going out to, talking about the wonderful things that people we have met. And I was telling you, I wasn't going to tell you, I wanted to tell the listeners as well. And I met Oliver Reed up at Saturday Night at the Mill. And the strange thing is, I was at the bar in Saturday Night at the Mill, Pebble Mill Studios. And it's strange because we're having a drink, and of course, Oliver did like an orange Fanta.
Yeah.
And I went to the toilet, and Oliver Reed followed. And we went into the toilet, and I'm standing there, and I said, "Yeah, it's wonderful. It's, you know, I was only young. Wonderful to meet you." And in the strangest type of thing, he turned around while he was still weeing.
Yeah.
And weed all over me.
Nice.
My trousers.
Lovely.
And yes, it wasn't in a good state.
You're not really taking the. Oh, sorry, Jim.
No, he was really, honestly. And he went, "Oh, and it's just to say, like, excuse me, you're weeing on me." He just carried on, wanted to talk. Well, that was night. Oliver Reed, I think he pulled down his trousers live on telly and done a march. My father's band had to do da-da-da-dun-dun-dun-dun or something like that. And he had to perform, and he'd done this thing with his trousers down.
Bless him.
Oh, bless him.
He was a love.
Bless him, he was fantastic. Yeah. And also Omar Sharif, I met.
Oh, yes.
What a lovely, lovely man. Mm. Absolutely. The girlfriend at the time I was with, he tatted her up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wonderful memories. So come on now. Come on now. We've got one more from you, dear Martin. Your next opponent.
No, I'm going to pass.
You're going to pass?
Yes, I'm going to pass to my wife.
You're going to wife. Then I've got a funny feeling she's got something up her sleeve.
Yes.
Come on now. So, wonderful Penny Rose.
I've got the ace up my sleeve.
You've got the ace up your sleeve. Come on, let's listen to your ace.
I met the Queen, Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II, the late Majesty.
It wouldn't be the first, would it?
I did. I met her.
I met a few queens.
And she stopped to talk to me. I was so excited, Keith. I was curtsying, I was bobbing up and down. I was, oh, you should have seen me.
Really?
Yes, really. In Enfield, in 2003, I think it was. She came to I don't know, commemorate something or other to do with Elizabeth the First.
Yeah.
And I went to the front of the barrier where the barriers were.
Yeah.
Because I'm such a big Queen Elizabeth fan, yeah. And I thought, I've got to see her close up. So I went, and as she's coming along and smiling at everyone, and she stopped.
No
to talk
way.
To me, yes, yes, yes. And she said, it was a lovely day and lovely weather. And I'm going, oh, my God, oh, my God. Your Majesty, and I'm bowing and curtsying and bobbing. And I think she just laughed. But that was, yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful. I'll tell you one thing.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be the winner.
What Penny omitted to mention, that when she was talking to the Queen said, I understand you know Martin.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, okay, yeah, yeah. I've had a few queens ask me about Martin. Let's move on to another song.
Phoenix FM.
Oh, the wonderful Justin Lee Shorts. Right, now I'd like to dedicate this next song from Penny and Martin. This goes out to you, Keith Allen. Very good friends, Keith Allen, this is for you.
I don't know why you think that you could help me when you couldn't get by yourself. And I don't know who would ever want to tell the seam of someone's dream. Baby, it's fine. You said that we should just be friends. Well, I came up with that line, and I'm sure that it's for the best. But if you ever change your mind, don't hold your breath. Look, you may not believe that, baby, I'm relieved. When you said goodbye, my whole world shined. Hey, 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 it's a beautiful day, and I can't stop myself from smiling. If I'm drinking, then I'm buying, and I know there's no denying. It's a beautiful day to send this song. Music's playing. It's my turn to fly, so girls get in line, cause I'm easy, no, playing this guy like a fool. Cause now I'm alright, you might have had me caged before, but not tonight. And you may not believe that, baby. It's a beautiful day, and I can't stop myself from smiling. If I'm drinking, then I'm buying, and I know there's no denying that it's a beautiful day to send this song, and the music's playing. And even if it started raining, you won't hear this boy complaining, cause I'm glad that you're the one. I'll take up my time with thinking of our breakup, then you've got another thing coming your way. Cause it's a beautiful day. Beautiful day. Oh baby, any day that you're gone away, it's a beautiful day.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Oh, good morning, everybody, on the Having the Ball Show. My name's Keith Ball. This is on Phoenix 98 FM every Saturday between 10 and 12 every Saturday. And my wonderful guest today is the wonderful Lord Martin Rose and Lady Penny Rose. I'll tell you one thing, I've known these guys, and I'll tell you, they're very, very funny. And if off the radio, off air, if you heard these two, how they get on, is very wonderful. And I hopefully, you know, I mean, things, oh, it's lovely. I mean, I'm looking at you, you look really well, Martin.
Oh, thank you very much.
You do, you really look
you're
well.
Penny,
you've
done say, it. Considering your
Penny,
age.
You look very, very diva-ish with those sunglasses on.
I look very what?
Diva-ish.
I'm sorry. Kate.
Is that a word, diva-ish?
Feverish, yeah.
Yeah, diva-ish.
Feverish. Whatever.
So come on now, your type of music. Now, what's your favourite kind of music? Is it big band, jazz, swing?
Absolutely jazz, swing.
Swing? Who's your favourite? Come on, give me your favourite singer.
Bing Crosby.
Bing Crosby. Mm. You love a bit of Bing. Now, you got in touch with me over the Christmas period, and I did play you a bit of Bing Crosby, didn't I? The drummer boy, wasn't it? And your favourite singer, Penny?
Oh, well, I've got a few.
Oh, I know you love Sam Cooke.
Sam Cooke, yeah. Otis Redding, Steve Marriott, Rod Stewart.
You love a Steve Marriott, didn't you?
Yes, I love Steve Marriott, yeah.
And you love a bit of Rodgers as well?
And Rodgers, yeah. And Otis and Sam Cooke. And I love all the old Motown and Soul and... What's his name? Richard?
He's looking at you. He's
well,
looking
I'm
at you.
The greatest I've worked with many, many years ago, yep. I produced was Ann Shelton.
Ann Shelton?
Yeah, yeah, I actually produced Ann Shelton in 1991, I think it was.
Was 91? Was the war finished then?
She what?
Was the war finished? I don't know. What was that one?
That was World War I, Keith.
You talk amongst yourselves.
Right? Listen, I'm going to pass.
Listen!
Everybody loves somebody sometime. Everybody falls in love somehow. Something in your kiss just told me my sometime is now. Everybody finds somebody someplace. There's no telling where love may appear. Something in my heart keeps saying my someplace is here. If I had it in my power, I'd arrange for every girl to have your charm. Then every minute, every hour, every boy would find what I found in your heart. Somebody sometime. And although my dream was overdue, your love made it well worth waiting for someone like you. If I had it in my power, I would arrange for every girl your charm. Every boy would find what I found in your heart. Everybody loves somebody sometime. And although my dream was overdue, your love made it worth.
Oh, the wonderful, the one and only Dean Martin, and Everybody Loves Somebody. Now, you love that song, don't you? Mm. You were singing away to that one, Martin. You do love that song, don't you?
I was miming.
Was it? Oh, it was something like that, was it? Now, I'm going to be playing a song very, very next. And it's Cilla Black's and Elfie. Ooh. Now, the reason why I love this, because I was watching the documentary again with Burt Bacharach, because I think he's one of the fantastic, well, probably
yeah,
one of the best
absolutely.
Writers ever. And the amount of times, bless her heart, Cilla had to do it. So many times. I think there's a record about 22 times.
What? Mm. Till it was perfect.
Till it was perfect. He had to get it perfect. There's something in his head, in his ears, that had to say, that song, that is it. That take, take, take. Mm. And it's wonderful watching the scenes behind with Cilla. Because I met Cilla at a do with my father. And chatting away to her. She's such a lovely, lovely lady.
Yeah,
such a wonderful lady.
Yeah.
And Paddy Boulay was there, and Paddy got up with my father's band at the time. And I asked Cilla, I said, are you going to get up and sing? And she goes, oh, no, not today. But she was so polite and talking. Oh, yeah, she was wonderful. And it was wonderful. It was really, she's such a lovely lady. And I listened to versions of Elfie, but it's never one.
Well, no, you can't beat Cilla's, can you?
No. So I'm going to play this to the roses. This is my love to you.
Thank you.
What's it all about? Is it just for the moment we live? What's it all about when you start it out? Are we meant to take more than we give? Or are we meant to be kind? And if only for
Beautiful voice and what a beautiful song. I still think that's the best version.
Phoenix FM.
Oh, what do you think of that one, Martin?
Lovely.
Wasn't
beautiful.
It?
Beautiful.
Wasn't it? She was just an absolute lovely lady. And of course, before a sad passing, you saw her 2 weeks beforehand, didn't you?
Sorry?
You saw her 2 weeks beforehand.
A couple of weeks before, I was at a charity event at Covent Garden. And there was Shirley Bassey, Eamon Holmes, Liz Fraser, they were all
yeah,
there.
Yeah.
And from there, Scylla, she flew to Barbados, and from Barbados back to Spain, and that's where it happened.
I know. What a lovely lady. Oh, sad, sure. sad. We all wish everybody to go either in their sleep peacefully, but you know what I mean? It's just one of those horrible, horrible things that sometimes it goes wrong. Right, let's move on to another song now. Penny looks being nosy. I'm going to play a song now. You'd love this man. You'd love this man.
For once in my life, I have someone who needs me. Someone I've needed so long. For once unafraid, I can go where life leads me. And somehow I know I'll be strong. For once I can touch what my heart used to dream of, long before I knew. Someone warm like you would make my dreams come true. For once in my life, I won't let sorrow hurt me, not like it's hurt me before. For once, I have something I know won't desert me, and I'm not alone. I can say this is mine, you won't take it. Long as I know I have love, I can make it. For once in my life, I have someone who needs me.
FM.
Oh, the wonderful Frank Sinatra for once in your life. Right, Andrea, I've had a request from you, from your dear mother. Your dear mother said your favourite song is this.
Mm-hmm.
hurt it, cause if anybody wonders, you can tell them that I said it. The only thing I know is that I never can forget you. I've been longing for your baby ever since the day I met you. I got you where I want you, I'm never gonna let you get away from me. Do what I tell you, I'ma go for you, so you better start to face it. If you ever lose my love, you know you never can replace it. I think it's time for you to start giving me some loving, cause I'm carrying a toss for you. It's hotter than an oven, it's time for you to give me a little toe loving. Baby, hold me tight and do what I tell you. I want you to be I want you to be my baby. If anybody wonders, you can tell them that I said it. The only thing I know is that I never can forget you. I've been longing for your baby ever since the day I met you. I got you where I want you, I'm never gonna let you get away from me. Do what I tell you, I'ma go for you, so you better start a feast. And if you ever lose my love, you know you never can replace it. I think it's time for you to start giving me some loving, cause the guy that's hard to is hotter than nothing. It's time for you to give me a little tell them, maybe hold me tight and do what I tell you.
Oh, that goes out to Andrea. Andrea, she knows all the words to it, her mum keeps telling me. Her mum keeps telling me she knows all the words. Right, moving on to... She loves singing that one.
She sings it all the time.
Sings it all the time.
Since she was
does
a baby.
She sing it, really?
Since she was a baby.
She's so, what, that fast?
Yes, that fast, yeah.
Jesus, imagine going out with her. Jesus, 4 mil. Now...
Now. Hello, Sharon Crichton. Good morning.
Hello, Sharon. Sharon as well. You enjoying the show? Hopefully you enjoying it. Keith Allen says hello as well. Everybody, so all these wonderful... Honestly, it's wonderful, all these people that are getting in touch with us. Loving the show. And also, I'd like to put a big shout-out to the wonderful Stephen Thomas of ChiliJazz.com. It's fantastic, actually. When you're out the district and everything, it's actually wonderful to listen to Chili Jazz. Right, moving on to a song now. This song is very special to you because I know you like it. You like a bit of Samantha.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Because you love the film, loves, don't you?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Oh, we watched it the other day.
He went all smooth then, didn't he?
Yeah, I know.
Honestly.
Yeah.
It's like he's got the proper gravy on his roast dinner.
What? He's going to do his best Bing Crosby impersonation now. You've got him going now, Keith.
There we go. I'm not looking forward to this one.
I love you, Samantha, and my love is never going to die. Remember, Samantha, I'm a one-gal guy. And together, my Samantha, we could ride a star and ride it high. Please remember, my Samantha, I'm a one-gal guy. Then in some distant day, you should come to me and say, get away, goodbye. Remember, oh, Samantha.
FM.
Oh, the wonderful Kenny Ball and his jazz man. And Samantha, now you love that song, don't you, Marty? You love that song.
I do. I love that song. But can I tell you true story?
Go on then.
Right. I've got to tell you. When we first met. Right. When we first met, chatting away.
I'm looking at you.
No, no, it's true. Chatting away. And then a little while later, you said about coming to my charity event.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Then you said you're going to donate things for the charity event. Wonderful. So we're driving along, and you phone me up in the car, and you're telling me the things that you donate. I'm saying, well, that's fantastic. Keith, thanks very much indeed. Got off the phone. I turned to Penny. I said, his dad must be somebody famous.
I couldn't believe it, Keith.
I didn't know all that time that your dad was Kenny Ball.
I said, I thought he was winding me up. I said, are you having a laugh?
Is he a whiner?
Seriously.
Do you think his age?
I think it must be his age. I said, he said, don't tell Keith. He said, don't tell Keith, I didn't know. I said, I won't say anything. And he's telling you now.
But the funny thing about it is, Keith, right, we became friends, right? Yeah. A lot of people.
Yeah.
Pick on friends because of who they are and who they are. Right. We became friends because it was just you and
Tom, Dick and Harry.
Yeah. He said,
He
says, are you serious? Kenny Ball's son? I said, yes. I said, are you serious? You didn't know. He said, yes.
But that's why we've been friends. Absolutely. I think it's wonderful. It's a proper friendship.
I mean, yeah, you became friends and didn't know who you were.
Look, I didn't even know. Honestly,
came to the radio show. We did the show, the first. He still didn't know.
Oh, we are coming out with truth and dares now. But I didn't know Martin, what his background was.
Oh, you didn't know, yeah.
I didn't know what Martin done as well.
Yeah.
So really, we are really good friends.
Yeah.
Really,
we became mates because
I thought you worked in Greggs.
He does.
Worked in what? What was that?
I thought I'd seen that face before, Greggs, but without a hat on. I thought that was you, Martin. Honestly, all these years up these, I thought.
He's got sad.
There's me thinking. Yeah. Because I know he's a good baker.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm not talking about the guesswork.
Right now, listen, Benny and Martin, I love you both very, 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 very much. And you're bloody good friends. Oh, no, I swore then. I do apologise, my wonderful listeners. But all I can say is that thank you ever so much for being guests. You're always welcome to come in and have a chat. I cannot thank you enough. As it gets nearer to the wonderful charity event, when you decide who's it for, we'll plug it, we'll get it going, and I'll be there. Hopefully I'll be there, and it'll be marvellous. All I can say is that Penny, and Martin, and Andrea, you're going to have to sing that song. Thank you very much for being my wonderful guest on the Having a Ball show. Will you come back again?
Yes, we will.
Absolutely. It's
Thank
a pleasure.
You, yeah.
And we even get out of bed early on Saturday to come here. There you are.
It does make a difference, doesn't it? God bless you. Love you loads.
And you.
If you were the only girl in the world, and I was the only boy, nothing else would matter in the world today. We could go on loving in the same old way. A garden of Eden, just made for two, with nothing to mar our joy. Now I would say such wonderful things to you, baby. There would be such wonderful things to do if you were the only girl in the world. Oh, baby, and I was the only boy.
on Phoenix FM. The best radio show in the world. Probably.
Wonderful, the only one, Richard Exall and Amy Roberts. That was marvellous, and I love that song so much. Such a talented family. And also the Magnificent Seven are touring. That's great, getting all the boys back together. Well, this next song I like to play. I love this version.
To lead a better life, I need my love to be.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm coming to the end of my show now, passing you over to the wonderful Spencer Carter for 3 hours of wonderful music. My name's Keith Ball. This is the Heaven Ball Show. God bless you. Have a lovely weekend. Have a wonderful week. I'll see you all next Saturday.
Someone is speaking, but she doesn't know he's there. I want her everywhere, and if she's beside me, I know I need never care. But to love her is to meet her everywhere, knowing that love is to share. Each one believing that love never dies, watching her eyes and hoping.
somewhere waiting for me. My lover stands on golden sands and watches the ships that go sailing somewhere beyond the sea. She's there watching for me. If I could fly like birds on high, then straight to her arms I'd go sailing. It's far beyond the stars.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM News.